Welcome to the Jason Greger Show podcast. My name is Mark Mageau, and the podcast is brought to you by Lakewood Chevrolet. Are you looking for a better pre-owned buying experience? Lakewood Chevrolet has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. That's Lakewood Chevrolet.
This has become a pretty good crosstown rivalry as we're joined by Bram Steven, the head coach of the Griffins. And Bram, we had Tim Fraggle on yesterday, and he heaped a lot of praise. He says it might be the best coach team he's coached against in quite some time.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jason. And yeah, that's real nice of Tim to say that. I actually did catch part of the interview yesterday. I mean, I could say the same about him and his program at Nate there. He came on board in the summer, and they had a lot of guys turn over, and he did a real good job recruiting players late in the summer. And as the year's gone along with the young team, they've gotten better and better. So we're real excited about this weekend.
Now, Brent, when you took over the program at Grant Mac, you kind of had to build it from the bottom, right? And the first few years obviously weren't ideal because you didn't have your own home rink and everything. Now you've got the brand new rink. How has that development gone? How have you had to grow as a coach slash recruiter the last few years?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting and neat experience for us and our coaching staff. I remember when we first got on, we didn't have enough players to play in the game, and we only took 20 players our first semester. I think we lost our first 14 games. And so to see the evolution over the years has been great. Better and better players coming in every year from our recruiting class. And our game has evolved, obviously, changing from Bill Hunter to the downtown community rink. Or the size of the ice even changes, which allows you to play a different style of game. We have a very fast and smart and quick team now. And it's a hockey team that's mature, and we're real excited to have this opportunity after five pretty long and fun years.
Yeah. At the new rink specifically, I know number one for recruiting guys like it, because now they don't have to haul their bag around. They can just leave you have your own special room there that's full time now. But about as far as practice goes and everything, is it just easier because the guys are at school and they can just walk over right after?
Yeah, it makes it easier for just little details, workouts before or after practice. It's not such a headache that way. Like you said, just not having to bring your gear back and forth. It's easier for us to do individual and team video. What it allows us to do is it allows us to be much more professional in our approach. And I can't really tell you what that does. A lot of it's just the intangibles. Once you have that ability to do those things, and then the players a lot more dialed in week in, week out, and there's less ebbs and flows, I guess.
Bram Stevens, head coach of the Grant McEwen Griffins men's hockey program. You're coming off a sweep this past weekend. Now you take on Nate, a team that you know well. I guess, what's Nate's best aspect of their team game that you have to be leery of?
Well, they play with a lot of energy. They're very fast. They've got a lot of They're very deep with forwards that can put the puck in the net. The D are mobile. Lots of energy, lots of speed, lots of physicality. They smother you. And we need to make sure that we have numbers around the puck all the time, good support, that we're disciplined in our approach, and we keep up with the pace with them, for sure.
Are you a coach, Bram? Are you big into matchups? Is home ice advantage going to play that much of a factor in this series?
Yeah, I mean, I do believe in matchups. I think both teams are deep. Both teams have four lines that can put the puck in the net. And I think both teams are pretty deep on the back end too. And I do think them having two home games is a huge advantage. And there's some ways we can circumvent that. But for sure, that's an advantage to them. I think both teams, it will be a chess game. And we're pretty excited about the challenge.
Now, when you look at matchups, Bram, do you prefer just defense pairings against lines? Or do you still like certain lines against lines?
Yeah, I think when it comes, it depends on the weekend, depends on the opponent, but usually I think you want to pick a pair that you either want them against one of their top two lines, or maybe you want another pair away from one of their top two lines. And then up front, it's a lot easier, especially if you're on the road, it's a lot easier to play the 2-and-2 game where you know, if there's one line they can play against line A and B, or you prefer it that way and not C and D. And that gives you a little bit more flexibility that way. So I think that's how we would approach that for sure.
Why is it easier on the road?
No, it's not. It's just easier to to then have either one or the other matchup.
Okay.
You go 2-2. Okay. It's definitely not easier on the road that way.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
I've heard Todd McClellan talk about sometimes it is almost easier on the road for them at that level, because the other team sees who they're got out on the ice on the faceoff. They make a quick line change, and all of a sudden, now that team has the advantage for the rest of the shift if it's on the fly, right?
Yeah.
So I see that a lot at the NHL level. Whereas our level, I mean, it's just if you have a couple different matchups, that works best for us.
Now, at your level, I guess like at every level, maybe there's gaps. You know, you look at Connor McDavid and, you know, no offense to the other fourth liners and the Oilers, but there's a big skill gap there.
Right.
The gap on your team, it's not as drastic, is it?
No, what we have is four different lines, I think, that put the puck in the net. But they present different looks. You know, we've got a speedy, smart line. We've got a physical, fast line. We've got a line that's going to be a little bit better in their own end, too. So a little bit better on faceoffs, perhaps. So we have different looks for each line, and that's where you try to look for the matchups, because both teams are good. So you're just looking for what some of the attributes of this line does well may be able to take advantage of the other line that they're going up against.
Brad Stevens, head coach of the Grant McEwen Griffins, joins us. They take on the Nadeukes Friday night at Nate, Saturday night at the community rink, and then Sunday back in Nate. How have having the rink now right by Grant McEwen has allowed for better school promotions? Are you getting better crowds?
Yeah, it's been better certainly than Bill Hunter. I mean, it's first year, and I think there's opportunity to keep growing that. I know this Saturday it's a good potential for us to have a good crowd, because the Oilers played 8 and we played 6 in the same building. So, you know, hopefully over time that word gets out and some of the general community comes out that wouldn't normally come out to one of our games.
Well,
certainly the student population has been better this year, though,
yeah,
for sure.
But for people going to that game, that's a great kind of teaser to check that out, right, to watch that game. And the beverages are definitely cheaper there, so that's a big bonus. And then you can slide over to it. But it's more so it's playoff hockey, and I don't care what level of hockey you're playing. Playoff hockey is so much better to watch.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And all the players on both teams, I think we have 21 graduates from the Alberta Junior Hockey League, and Nate has about the same. And we're not talking about, you know, third or fourth line guys at that level. We're talking about some of the best players in that league now that come and play in our two programs. And it's a pretty good brand of hockey for sure.
Well, Bram, best of luck, and hopefully this is just the start of a really intense crosstown rival for the next few years.
All right, thanks very much, Jason, for having me on.